brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, it is the Friday edition, the 12th day of November 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231 for any news item or issue you'd like to discuss, any question, any comment. The website's freshly updated for you daily are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, Infowars.net. We've got professor, pastor, author, lecturer, retired Air Force officer Tex Mars joining us in the second hour to talk about that article in USA Today last week about the Air Force, the Pentagon, spending millions of dollars on psychics, on remote viewing, or mental teleportation is the new term. We'll talk about the occult connections of this and also get Tex's take on the whole election and Alberto, I love torture, Gonzalez, or Alberto, Joseph Mengele Gonzalez. Plus some more on the battle for Fallujah that's now made the entire country explode into flames, basically. But here's some of the news. Gonzalez nomination angers abortion foes. This CNN. But Chuckie Schumer has lined up on the side of Gonzalez, who is also anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, and believes torture is good of American citizens. Man, of course Chuckie Schumer loves him. Dianne Feinstein's lining up for him. Lord Bush, of course, worships him. Gonzalez nomination angers abortion foes. An anti-abortion group Thursday accused President Bush of ignoring his anti-abortion principles in nominating White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez for the post of Attorney General. Yeah, you thought Reno was bad to abortion clinic protesters. Well, just wait till Lord Alberto has his way. As a Texas Supreme Court Justice Gonzalez, or I would add Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez, rulings implied he does not view abortion as a heinous crime, said Judy Brown, president of the American Life League, in the written statement. Yeah, he's against parental notification. I mean, even if you're for abortion, which I'm not, but even if you're for it, your 12-year-old daughter should have to tell you, I mean, they have to give you a permission slip to go to the zoo or a permission slip to go to the roller rink or to the movies in a school field trip. Then there's these arguments of, well, what if it's, you know, an abusive stepfather? Well, go to the police then. Nobody's going to stop you from that. It's ridiculous. So there he is. He believes in the enemy combatant designation for U.S. citizens, secret arrest, secret deportation, secret torture, secret execution. He is the architect. He believes that torture is good and that the president is above the law. I just cannot get over this. But don't worry, they've got all the hardcore Democrats for him. Of course they're for him. This guy makes Bill Clinton look conservative. And then, of course, there's the spin of, well, he's Hispanic, so it's got to be okay. Look, I don't care if Bush's whole cabinet was Hispanic, if they were pro-America, pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights. I don't like Colin Powell. I don't like Ridge. I don't like any of them. Black, white, Hispanic, I do not care. And don't let the media use that diversion on you. Gonzalez, of course, was an Enron cover-up artist and oil lawyer. I mean, it just, folks, this guy's dirty activities are legion. Oh, boy. So I got a Slate article here from MSN about him and Enron. I got an article here out of CNN about his pro-abortion stuff. Only the tip of the iceberg. It's all coming up. Meanwhile, Bush is formalizing his total amnesty plan for the borders. And the neocons are out making excuses for him on talk radio. Bush has control of everything, and so the age of big government and liberal tyranny shall now commence.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Glenn Spencer of American Patrol to come on to talk about Bush's traitorous activities with the Pan-American Union, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. This new amnesty plan, Professor Tex Mars as well, talk about the occult in the military and this latest Air Force announcement about psychic teleportation that was in USA Today last week that is extremely occult. All that and a lot more coming up. We're about to go to Paul and Ed and Fred and Gina and Jeffrey and everybody else that's patiently holding. I'm going to move quickly through your calls, but right now let me plunge into some of the news. Again, people are now learning that Gonzalez is actually a gun grabber. Alberto, I Love Torture Gonzalez, is not just the architect of the enemy combatant designation for U.S. citizens, secret arrest, secret torture, secret execution. He is also the architect of saying Bush is above the law, federal and international law, as well as state law. He is also, again, does not want you to have parental notification as young as 12 when your daughter goes and has an abortion. This guy was an Enron lawyer, mastermind in some of the oil company scams. It's all out there. It's all public. But lining up against real conservatives are Chuckie Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and George Bush. That's right, Feinstein, Schumer, others out pushing Gonzalez right now, hoping the people don't learn what type of monster we're dealing with. This guy's even worse than Ashcroft. He doesn't even claim to be a Christian conservative like Ashcroft did. Maybe he's better in a way because conservatives might wake up to this. But again, Bush has a giant majority in the House, healthy majority in the Senate, gigantic majority in the states, governorships and legislatures. He has the executive. And the age of big government, open borders, abortion, gun control is now beginning. And let the neocon celebration begin. So we'll be getting into that also out of the Christian Science Monitor, you know, not some Muslim propaganda site. They're reporting that things are not going well for our troops all over Iraq. Our troops, Iraqi troops, that is, that work for the globalists, are being killed en masse. Masses of civilians are being killed. And NBC News is reporting, a day ago, 200 U.S. casualties at least. BBC got reporters into Fallujah. They said there's burning tanks, burning Humvees, dead U.S. soldiers all over the place. You don't hear that on our news, though. I mean, in the past, if we had troops down and dying, we'd send in people to rescue them. Well, I guess not now. In fact, the BBC saw rotting U.S. troops. Dropped my pages here. I'm grabbing them. Excuse me. Fell off the desk. Ah, now I have them. Oh, excuse me. So this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. In fact, here is one of the BBC articles. Defiance amid carnage as U.S. forces battle insurgents in streets strewn with rubble and corpses. The BBC News website spoke by phone to BBC reporter, an Iraqi journalist and resident of Fallujah who reports regularly for Reuters, BBC World Service, and Arabic. I went for a walk around the city last night after the Americans pulled back. It was very quiet, often the only sounds coming from the movement of fighters along streets and rooftops. In places it was also very dark, with only the occasional rocket or flare lighting the way. Wherever I went, I found broken buildings and bodies, local people and fighters killed on the streets, clutching weapons. I also saw four crippled U.S. tanks and three abandoned Humvees in the Hajbila area. I counted the bodies of at least six U.S. soldiers lying dead on the ground. Some of them were badly mangled with various bits blown off. Others were in better condition as they had taken small arms fire. I noticed two of the U.S. soldiers were still clutching their guns tightly across their chest, but most of their weapons were missing. Some of the dead are beginning to rot in the streets, but the living do not exactly smell greater either. I have not had a bath for a week, nor have I shaved. There is no real rest here, day or night. You know, our government only assaulted the city of 300,000 people with 15,000 troops. Can you imagine? I mean, maybe SWAT team people can call in. Can you imagine SWAT team having 50 missions a day? I mean, I've talked to SWAT team people. Just doing one or two a day for a week straight is exhausting. Kicking down doors, people may have guns on the other side, the stress. Imagine running around in 100-and-something degree heat in the middle of the night, busting in building after building after building after building with 50 pounds of gear on your back. In Vietnam, they'd only send our troops on maybe one mission a week where they were going into heavy fire because it burns them out, it causes exhaustion, it breaks down your military. But you've got this slash-and-burn looting of our troops, looting of Iraq, just looting of everything. All right, I'm going to get more into this later. There is so much here to cover. Right now, let's go to Paul in Ohio. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
That's great. Alex, there's been talk in the past about these dirty bombs, you know, with all the terrorist activity and the threats that are being put on us. Did you know that you can buy radioactive material through the mail on eBay?
What is it, X-ray parts or something?
No, these are minerals like uranium, uranophane, and autunite. The U.S. mail...
Yeah, but the amount of uranium that's in those rocks, it'd take a ton of it to make a bomb.
Hey, all you have to do for a dirty bomb is get this material and put it around an M-100 firecracker, and you've got a dirty bomb. This stuff, mail, this is the point I'm trying to make. The United States Postal Service has regulations that do not allow more than 5 millirads per hour to emanate from the package. I know for a fact that they've let packages 25 to 35 millirads going through the mail, and the mail service in Cleveland, Ohio, does not go through these packages. They do not.
Well, I know they mail X-ray parts and X-ray cores around the country that are, you know.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's just one thing. You know, we have all these open borders, open harbors and ports, and our mail system. And they're worried about old ladies with nail clippers at airports. This blows
me away. Well, it's more than that. They're now arresting six-year-olds and tasering them if they argue. If a girl does cartwheels in the playground, they kick her out of school, saying it's a violent sport. Dodgeball's been banned in most states. It's hateful. Children are arrested if they play tag. It's considered aggressive. I've got articles mainstream today in front of me.
Exactly, exactly.
We're being trained how to be gibbering, mindless slaves who are arrested for anything.
Yeah, and here's a good question for you on the subject you were just talking about. All of our guys getting killed over there in Iraq. You know, we spend billions of dollars on these tactical nukes. Why don't we use them? Why are they on the shelves collecting dust when our guys are over there getting killed left and right? We use all these small conventional weapons, like you said, 15,000 people to 15,000 troops to 300,000. Why don't we use some of these tactical nukes and show them what we've really got?
Paul, you've got to be joking.
No.
Well,
no.
Paul, I mean, if there's 100 guys in your town that are killing people, you don't then nuke the town. I mean, one of these so-called, even the smallest tactical nuke, even if it's a bunker buster, blows up a city block. You don't just go in and slaughter the entire population. I thought we're there to liberate these people.
Well, yeah, we're there to liberate the people, but what kind of people are in Fallujah? You know, these roadside bombs, they detonate these things. Those streets are clear of anybody.
Paul, right. I got to move on. Thanks for the call. Look, our government put Saddam in. Our government told him to invade Iran. Our government told him to go ahead and invade Kuwait. Our government put 12 years of sanctions on them that killed 1.5 million people. When we first got there, most of them were for this takeover. They believed the propaganda. And then when they started getting arrested and tortured and everything else, resistance is mounted. And our own special forces officers have gone public and said, we're going to lose this. It's not meant to be won. It's just like Vietnam. And so just because I point out that our troops are going into a situation that is untenable doesn't mean that I'm for this whole phony war, Paul. We could have a longer debate about it. If you want to call me back in the third hour when I don't have guests coming up, you're welcome to do it, Paul. I mean, we could have a debate about this, and I appreciate your point of view. I mean, I support the troops on an individual basis. I do not support this phony war. You talk about the troops, you know, being under attack. Our government's having them use DU to put a uranium that's going to hurt them a lot more in the long run than any Arab fighters. Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I think Paul should ask himself what's he going to do when they're kicking his door down. You know? So, anyway, I just called in to put a plug in for ready reserve food. I bought some in 1992, and I bought another batch for my kid and their family. Your supply for four people, and this flood we had, these flash floods in western Pennsylvania recently, I decide I'll open it up. It's 12 years old. See if it's any good. And it turns out it was good, so I donated to needy families around the area and to the fire department locally and reordered fresh stuff for myself for future. And out of what would it be, 200 and some cans, there was one tomato can that was bulging a little bit. We threw out, and then they told us it wasn't really germs. It was some other reason, but everything else we're eating, and it's still good, and it's 12 years old.
Well, Ready Reserve Foods is the oldest storable food company in the country. I bought from them this year a year's supply for two people.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you just called in. This isn't staged. I hope people will call Ready Reserve Foods. They got a bunch of different specials.
No, I bought this long before they were on your program.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're just calling in. I appreciate your plug. 800-453-2202, 800-453-2202, and thanks for supporting your local fire department.
You're welcome.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah, I was going to mention somebody should tape the news conference with Bush and Blair. It's almost laughable.
All right, thanks for the call.
to the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Trying to go to your calls quickly because we've got a guest coming up. Glenn Spencer to talk about, well, Bush's new amnesty plan that's not new at all. It's the plan to destroy this country's sovereignty. You heard the caller mention Ready Reserve Foods. They really aren't a great deal. It's important to be prepared. Give them a call. A bunch of different specials. A deal with a big percentage off and then free shipping. 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Let's go ahead and go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm learning so much from your show. I mean, I can't even bring up all the things that are supporting what you're saying, and everything is really supporting what you're saying. I think that it takes a while to get into learning what you've learned, but once a person does, you can really interpret the news the proper way. And I want to bring up, first of all, the just basically this principle that when examples confuse, when we hear the news and examples confuse us, we have to go with sound principles. And from really the beginning, I realized the so-called war on terror was an absurdity because you cannot have a war on an emotion. I am not afraid. I'm aware. I know you're not afraid. You're aware of what's going on, and you cannot have a war on an emotion. I think an emotion.
Well, we've had a war on drugs, and there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and from 1 million in prison to over 7 million in the system. We've had a war on illiteracy, and the illiteracy's gotten worse. A war on poverty, more poverty. The government gets more funding, more power, more control out of the problems. That's why when you track it back, they're always the main source of it.
Yes.
So the war on terror is this new 100-year war that can never be defeated,
yes,
this shadowy enemy, and then they superimpose crime is terror, and so now Homeland Security has to strip your rights for any crime, any misdemeanor, now civil matters, like selling a knockoff of a Rubik's Cube.
Okay, now I want to report this. Did you hear about the more than 700 people arrested November 4th and 5th? It was reported then to, quote, avert a terrorist attack aimed at disrupting the election, which was obviously not a real plan or conspiracy.
I heard about the government arresting hundreds of people, not 400.
No, more than 700 on immigration violations. But then in the end of the AP article, it says, as with past threats, officials said they don't know for sure whether any of those arrests foiled an attack. Now, come on. I mean, this sounds like a bunch of BS to me.
Hey, I hear you, and I appreciate the call.
Yeah, well, I just want to mention another thing.
Okay.
Patricia, yesterday, there is, under the Defense Intelligence Agency, there's a U.S. Army Medical Intelligence Office that handles all of the secret research, the top secret research, into things like psychotronic warfare. And we've had in the Cold War, I guess it's continued for a long time, this harnessing of the professions.
Yes, just boil it down for those that just joined us. There is admitted mind control being tested and developed by the government. Thanks for the call. I got to be fair here and go to all, you know, more of the callers, as I said I would do. Let's go to Jenna in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to bring up the six-year-old that got tasered for trying to hurt himself, something like that, and I believe it was Miami on CNN.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Like, what is the world coming to? I mean, is that what the police's reaction to just go and taser someone, a six-year-old? I mean, is he really that much of a threat that they couldn't resolve the situation by just, like, rushing him and, you know, taking the glass from his hand?
Yeah, the child was throwing a fit at the school, had a glass in his hand, and they said that the child could have used it as a weapon or hurt themselves, so they hit the child with 50,000 volts.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I saw it on CNN, and what I'm thinking is if they'll do this to, like, a six-year-old and they'll do this to, like, someone pushing 80, imagine what they'll, you know, do to me or some other average citizen.
Well, I mean, 70 people have died in the last 2 years, admittedly. Taser International admits 70 dead. It's probably higher than that. And then they killed this poor woman with a rubber bullet up in Boston, and there's rubber bullet deaths every couple weeks that I see around the country. And so, again, they're training us that we're going to use things on you that kill you, and in many cases, and you're just going to accept it, and it's okay. And then they'll turn the power levels up on the tasers, on the rubber bullets, and slowly escalate till about half the time it kills you. And, well, that's just the way it is. So it's all part of this conditioning process. But what about the girl at the playground who did the cartwheels? Who's a gymnast, and they just said, that's it, you're suspended. That's a violent sport. And tag has been banned, dodgeball has been banned, training you how to be prisoners, how to just sit there and take your Prozac. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
All right, more of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. A ton of news. We're going to be talking to Glenn Spencer here in just a second. And then from WOAI Television and Radio out of San Antonio, 2 out of 3 foster children in Texas on psychotropic medication. And right here, as I told you, it says that if a toddler who's been taken from their family cries and throws a fit one time, they are not just put on Prozac-type drugs, they are put on antipsychotics that put them in zombie states that cause admitted brain damage in adults. Now, Florida is the worst about this. They have thousands of toddlers at any one time. If they cry at all, that's considered mental illness. If they throw fits, which every toddler does, and this is even in the article, by the way, they are locked up. They, in many cases, are chained down. They develop bed sores. They better hope there's no flies in the facility, or they'll end up like a lot of the veterans at the VA. And it is hell upon earth. It is the equivalent of a nightmare horror movie. Imagine a horror movie, you know, where they've got thousands of children chained down on drugs. Well, that's America, and it's only going to get worse under new freedom. So that's coming up. Also, students suspended for handstands, cartwheels. That's out of Reuters. Police taser 6-year-old. Miami Herald. Privacy experts shun black boxes. Now, federal law, all cars will have boxes tracked and traced by the feds. That out of Fox News. $185 fine for a woman who was eating sunflower seed. You know, that's biodegradable. She dropped it on the ground. And let's stop the stuff I got here today, okay? We're about to go to Glenn Spencer. I just briefly want to remind you that we have PrisonPlanet.tv, where all my best radio interviews are posted, where all 11 of my documentary films are posted in high bandwidth and low bandwidth, depending on your connection. My book, Paul Watson's book, over 500 pages, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, An Order Out of Chaos, over 50 of my weekly TV reports, a bunch of other great documentaries we've been authorized to post. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Because we can't afford to offer it all for free because of bandwidth. 15 cents a day, PayPal, credit card, sign up, folks, exclusive membership, safe, secure shopping cart, PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a hard copy of any of the 11 films I've made, VHS, DVD, any of the other great videos I carry, the books I carry at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or you can simply call toll-free to order. Be sure and ask about the different specials we're offering. Some videos up to 70% off right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please do not procrastinate. I've got a 9/11 inside job special. My two 9/11 films, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, Eric Huffman's 9/11 film, and Paul Watson's 320-page book for $59.95. That, my friends, is a $53 discount. And maybe you already own one or more of those titles. Get the package. Give the others that you already have as gifts. Wake people up. 1-888-253-3139. We have my new almost two-hour film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, showing how there's no difference. So important for people that are confused right now, as low as $5.95, folks. Call, ask about the specials, 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order. You can watch 40 minutes of that film, by the way, for free at Infowars.com. You can watch about over a third of it for free. Okay, let's go to Glenn Spencer of AmericanPatrol.com, the preeminent frontline group exposing the orchestrated destruction of America, the free trade area of the Americas, the open La Reconquista that's going on. Bush has re-announced what he was announcing 2 weeks before 9/11 with Vicente Fox. Total blanket, massive, end of America, end of the border. But Americans will have to have national ID cards, but not the now legalized illegal aliens. Glenn, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
For those that just joined us, tell us a little bit about your organization and what you've been warning us about. You've been right on target. I mean, 100%, folks, this man is almost a prophet, but he's really not. He's just got the facts, so it seems like that. He's there on the front lines in Arizona fighting this. Glenn, tell us what's happening. Tell us about Bush's announcement.
Well, as you know, Alex, I've been at this problem of illegal immigration for 13 years, full-time. And in the last, about 2.5 years ago, I moved to Arizona, having given up on any hope of saving California. It was going to fall of its own accord. I decided I could either retire and go fishing in Idaho or make one last stand, and that's what I'm doing down here on the border in Arizona. And, of course, we've come down here and used high technology to send live pictures of the invasion of the United States out over the Internet. We're increasing that capability. And as a matter of fact, Alex, right now, I'm walking around an empty American Border Patrol headquarters. The furniture is all out. We will be out of here on Monday. We have acquired an 18-acre little ranch right on the border. We drilled a well 2 days ago and brought in a 75-gallon-a-minute well. We're really delighted with that. We're developing the property. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, American Border Patrol's headquarters will be right on the border overlooking one of the hot spots. So I'll be living right there. We will set up our instrumentation, our cameras. We have a UAV runway already graded. We're ready to fly. We are really going to be in the teeth of this invasion.
And then you just send out the streaming video of the thousands of illegals pouring across the Border Patrol doing nothing. Let's talk about Bush. He says it's not an amnesty when publicly it's the biggest amnesty ever. Tell us what this plan will do.
This plan that he has, he said he calls it a guest worker, temporary worker program. No temporary worker program in the history of the planet has ever not turned into a permanent residency citizenship program. And that's what it is. It's an amnesty by any other name. He has said the Bush is pushing for this amnesty. He just sent Powell and Ridge, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security, down to Mexico to essentially make a deal with the Mexicans and encourage even more to come. But it's and let me explain what this will really mean. They're talking 8 to 10 million Mexicans, legalizing them. But I have on my board of directors Bill King, a former chief U.S. Border Patrol agent, but more important than that, this man actually ran the 1986 amnesty program for the INS. He was in charge of it. He knows the problems that will be faced. He said, there is no way you're going to be able to screen 8 million people. You cannot look at each case and evaluate it on its own merits. You do not have the manpower, the technology, and because of all of the fraud, there is no way you can actually screen. So there, this is going to be blanket. And so everybody will be covered.
Everybody. And for those that don't know, the official plan is for 6 years, anybody that's here, anybody that gets here is legal. Corporations can pay to bring skilled, unskilled here to accelerate the displacing of the American people, regardless of what color you are.
And then what he said is when they become legal, and they will become citizens, and they will speed that up, then through family reunification and chain migration, Bill King said any such program right now, granted by the president, will eventually cover half of the population of Mexico, 50 million people.
And that's part of the free trade area of America's merging the Social Security,
yes,
merging the highways, law enforcement.
Yes.
This is openly the end of America.
That's correct. What the President of the United States is proposing is the dissolution of our nation. That is what he is proposing to do.
Now let's talk about Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. He's an Enron lawyer. He's pro-abortion. He's pro-open border publicly. And the guy is the architect of the enemy combatant designation for citizens. And again, I wouldn't care if Bush's whole cabinet was Hispanic if they were pro-America. What do you know about old Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, you just about hit it all on the head right there. But we do know he's a confidant of Bush. He has covered for him in the past when he was involved in actually going to be selected for jury duty. He argued out of it because it turns out he was afraid that they were going to find out about his drunk driving conviction. So he has been covering. He is a loyal Bush ally. We know Bush is for open borders, and he will walk that line, and he will be in charge. Here is the son of an illegal alien family who will be in charge of America's law enforcement. So what's the likelihood he's going to crack down on illegal aliens? Is the Pope?
Well, there won't be any cracking down. Anybody who's here can get here will be legal under this plan.
And who will he be bringing in to law enforcement? Will he be resistant to bringing in Hispanics? I don't think so. I don't think so. In fact, he will encourage it. So what you have is the President of the United States proposing on one hand to essentially destroying the United States of America and its sovereignty, and then bringing in the head of law enforcement to make sure it happens.
And again, to explain what happens here, you're saying Gonzalez will bring in more people who are for open borders.
That's correct.
When in major polls, most Hispanics are against open borders, but he won't
That's
pick
correct.
Those Hispanics that are against open borders.
That's correct.
And then we have South Texas towns for 7 years flying the Mexican flag, no English allowed in court. The feds don't go enforce that as discriminatory. Towns like El Cenizo, that was in the San Antonio Express News,
right,
in a 10-part series. We've got all this happening. We have got this guy pro-abortion, pro-torture, and Bush is going to make American citizens have national ID cards. But earlier this year, and you covered it, Bush said people coming in from Latin America don't have to thumb scan and face scan, but citizens do.
Right. You have to understand, one of the big issues that was before the Department of Justice was cooperation between the Department of Justice and local and state police. And there was a more of a move. It was a move on to increase the cooperation, to certify local police by the Department of Justice as essentially extension of the INS, that they were able to make INS bust. That, I believe, will come to a screeching halt under Gonzalez.
So we have the police being federalized to bust down our doors looking for illegal drugs, which is unconstitutional, but what is constitutional is to have the state governors and with federal funding to control the borders, but that isn't going to happen.
That isn't going to happen. So, you had Secretary Powell, and I saw this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2001, January 2001. His first interview with the New York Times, Colin Powell said that we share a common history and culture with Mexico. Can you believe that? We have a common culture and history with Mexico.
And that's that same talk about how the Mexico extends beyond its borders.
That's right. And, of course, the Mexican president said that. But you have to understand the kind of thinking that is going on. And these people are totally, it is difficult for me to understand how they could go this far, how they could say these things and be serious about it, knowing full well what it will mean to the United States of America. It is
well, let's boil it down. We're always talking about Latin America because that's the majority, what, 70% of all these illegals or more. But it's Russians, it's Chinese, it's Arabs, it's everything else. No screening, no nothing, but then we as citizens, regardless of what group we're part of, are having all of our freedoms destroyed, all of our rights liquidated. They're putting up cameras in every small town, but none on the border. They are dismantling this country, and there's 6,300,000,000 people that want to come here, and the government is going to accelerate this under the amnesty plan, under McCain's bill. It lets corporations pay to bring the illegals in.
Well, that's right, and you know, they had O'Reilly, who is a real open borders advocate now, was on last night with J.D. Hayworth, representative from Arizona. And he was saying, oh, well, this guest worker program will apply to Mexico and Central America. Not so. You can't discriminate based on national origin. If you have a guest worker program, it's got to apply to any country, any nationality. And essentially what George Bush is doing is talking about turning the United States of America into a day labor center.
Which has always been the UN global government plan. This is public.
That's correct. So anybody from any place on the planet, as long as you can find an employer who will put them to work, can come in here and occupy the United States. And I did a little feature about a week ago, that it was called Taxation Without Representation. The cry that brought our country together is going to tear it apart. Because if you have 20, 30, 40 million people in your midst, and they are here working permanently, and they are not allowed to vote, right, because they're just guest workers, they're going to revolt the same way we did against England.
But that's the larger plan, just like the French separatists in Canada. They want to break off the Southwest. This will be UN-run. This is part of a larger plan
of
the future.
There's no question about it. So what they will essentially do is open up voting in the United States to anybody who's here.
Now, Glenn, Congressman Tom Tancredo is joining us next week, and others are saying this is dead on arrival when it comes to Congress, this bill. But here's the problem. Through the executive branch, Bush is dismantling the Border Patrol before our very eyes. And so Alberto Gonzalez says Bush is above the law in his own memo, so it looks like Bush is by fiat just going to do it regardless of what Congress says.
You see, Alex, this is why I came to the border 2.5 years ago, because I've been fighting this problem for years and years and years, and I realized that the one place where we have any kind of chance is right down here, because the other side has so much power, so much money, and so much influence. Any laws that you pass, anything that you do in the interior of the United States, they will figure out a way to get around it and obfuscate it. But there is one actual reality. Right here on the border, they are crossing. And we have to continue to show the American people that their government is not protecting them.
Now, what about Prop 200 there in Arizona again, in major polls, 80% of Hispanics are against open borders. They try to make it a racial issue. It's not.
Right.
Half of Hispanics voted against the illegal aliens in your own state.
That's correct.
That's got to scare the globalists.
It sure does. And, you know, you have people like McCain and Colby and Flake, these guys backing this the guest worker program and opposed to Proposition 187. Isn't it incredible? Here in Arizona, a proposition that was opposed by the senator, the congressman, the governor, all of the newspapers, the Chamber of Commerce, up and down the line, everybody was opposed to it. Everybody! Except the people. They passed it to 56%.
Including Hispanics.
Including Hispanics.
Because they're not stupid. They know what another 20 million illegals working for $2 an hour is going to do. It's going to put all of us in the poorhouse, no matter how much melanin's in your skin. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, the dollar has been devalued by about 45% now. And we have at least 30 million illegals conservatively in this country. Mainstream media says 20 million. Now they want another 20 million or so in the next few years. We cannot sustain it. Every industry is being destroyed. The country is falling apart. Our schools are overwhelmed. The government gives all these illegals free health care, and then citizens can't get it. Veterans can't get it. This is by design. I've heard them brag on NPR that we've got too high a standard of living, and this is going to show us. And, well, it's the right of Latin America to take over the U.S. because we stole it. Well, Mexico stole stuff from the Native Americans, and so did people in the U.S. So it doesn't belong to the corrupt country of Mexico. Glenn Spencer started out working with Native Americans as a Native American advocate. He understands this more than anybody. Glenn, closing comments for folks out there that just joined us. We've got the will of the people on our side. I guess we've got to have state initiatives everywhere, and I guess instruct by law state governors to go out and start arresting these illegals and deporting them.
That is correct, Alex. As you know, Prop 200 was opposed by everybody and voted and supported by the majority of people, nearly a majority of Hispanics. It wasn't quite 50%.
Okay, 49%.
It was getting close. And this is something that we have to understand. This got to come from the people. What we do, we are specialists. What I do and have devoted my time to in my life right now to is exposing what is going on the border. Wednesday night, let me make one comment. The commander, the commandant of Fort Huachuca, right here, a large military base, announced that they were now going to begin to fly the Hunter UAVs, the unmanned aerial vehicle, which we've been arguing for years. And he had a dinner over there at the base, and he said, we're going to protect our base. Turns out, right after the dinner, they reported that MPs picked up 75 illegal aliens right on this base, secret base right here, where they train. This is the Army's security headquarters. So we have to understand.
So at the secret security base, where they do training and everything, it's overrun with illegals. They could be Al CIA to anybody.
That is correct. And this is where they train the interrogators for Iraq. I mean, this is a secret, this is a sensitive area. This is where, by the way, they train Army pilots to fly, Army personnel to fly the UAVs. This is where they train them to fly. And we've been arguing for years, put those things on the border. And finally, this week, they started doing it. And we're proud that we have played a part in getting that done. There's a lot more that can be done.
Well, look, I've had the president of the Border Patrol Union on, and he says it's a global government, New World Order, destruction of America. I mean, when they got the president of the Border Patrol on this show saying it's a New World Order takeover, I mean, I think it's time for people to start listening.
That's T.J. Bonner.
Yes.
And what we're going to be doing, and we've been working on it, we're really refining our technology. And with the move down to the border in the next couple of weeks, we got to raise about another $20,000 to pay for it because we got to put in septic and all electrical. We got a water.
Yeah, fire out your phone number for anybody that wants to contact you.
We really need some support right now to finish what we're calling Camp Alan T. Nelson, naming it after a former INS commissioner. Camp Alan T. Nelson, if you want to help us out to get our camp located on the border, we've got the land. We just need to develop it and set our
You got about 30 seconds. What's the number?
1-800-600-VOICE. 1-800-600-8642, or you can go on AmericanBorderPatrol.com and PayPal. You could help us out to finish Camp Alan C. Nelson.
All right, Glenn Spencer, thanks for the update. And we've got Bush, Al Clinton, and Clinton. I'm sure we're all proud.
All right, thank you.
Take care, my friend. All right, we'll come back, get a few calls, then go to Tex Mars. There's so much news coming up. You do not want to miss the next few hours. PrisonPlanet.tv.